views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience instant relief as you tune into your intuition. I've been traveling around the globe sharing life-transforming information and meeting really cool people who are visionaries and speakers and authors, magicians, energy movers. And it's my pleasure to share this inclusive information with you to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. And I just wanted to say I like to share some positive results that have taken place from previous radio shows. And I just wanted to say that we were one of the people we were working with on with Sharan Sirdar last week, the epigeneticist from England. One of the ladies that we were working with, her cancer is totally gone from her body when she just went to have her checkup. And there was, so that was a really great thing. Today I have a very special guest. My guest is Phil Free. He has been on the show before. He's an energy worker and he's been using energy to improve his life. And he was first affected by allergy symptoms in 1998. And he's continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, his friends, his clients. And he's, a good friend of mine that I'm is willing to share this information with others so that others can benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents, and he grew up bilingual. He received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001, and Phil has lived up and down the coast of California before settling into Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. And I first met Phil at a seminar way back in 2008, and we've been working with each other since to clear energy and just to, you know, hone our craft. And so it's my pleasure to have you on the show again, Phil. Are you there?
Yeah, thank you.
It's great to have you back on the show again. Apparently, we already have a few callers calling in. We're just going to talk a little bit before we take our first callers here, because I just want you to, you know, say hello to you and how are you doing? What's up?
Well, pretty good. I'm ready to get to work. You know, if people need some help, that's what we're here for, first and foremost. So I'm ready
okay.
to get to it.
All right. Well, let's. We have Karen from Los Angeles, and let's see what Karen is going on with Karen. Are you there, Karen?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome
Hi,
to The Truth
Hi,
is Funny.
Phil. Hi.
Hi. So, what can Phil and I do for you today?
I feel like I'm stuck. Actually, I have been stuck for the past 13 years since
okay.
my divorce. And I'm suffering from fatigue because of a severe anemia with hemoglobin of 7.3 because of the menstrual cycle fibroids. I feel
Karen,
like I want to do a lot of things.
Can I ask you, like right now at this moment, how are you on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being like the absolute worst, just so we can get a baseline. How are you feeling right now? 10 being really, really, you know, like the worst and zero being the best?
I feel like a 2.
Okay, so you're not feeling that bad today?
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I feel like an 8.
8, okay. That's what I was getting right from. So, Phil, I'm just getting, first and foremost, you were talking about your menstrual cycles, and I'm just would like to ask you, what age are you right now?
I'm 45.
Okay, I'm picking up a weakness in the age. Phil, what are you picking up here for Karen?
Well, do you want to share what your goal is or where you feel stuck in life? I mean, I'm not sure I understood where the stuck is.
I think there's a problem. I don't have any goals for the future. I don't know what I want to do. I don't really believe in myself that I can achieve my dreams or my goals.
Okay.
So just living a general day
stuck,
by day.
Just overall stuck in life, basically.
It's like I just don't have the energy to do anything.
Okay. All right. So to answer Colette's question now, what am I sensing or feeling? I feel that you're struggling to find, you're struggling with motivation. So again, get in touch with your motivations for things and find out if they're solid, if they hold up, if they, you know, if they're good, if they're strong motivations, if they work for you, if they will, if your reasons for, you know, right now you can't find reasons. It's like you're struggling to even connect with the reasons for why you want to do things. So part of that is being just affected by media information and other information that's sort of, you're allowing to bring you down in a sense. So when you don't, you know, if you can sort of cipher through the information, you know, a little bit, you're going to notice some of it is, you know, it might be true and a lot of it will not be true, in fact. So when we learn to filter information better, we won't believe as many falsehoods, if you like, and we won't be weakened by it and we won't, like, get depressed by it, if you'd like. So that's sort of the cycle that you're in right now. You've been in. Mm-hmm. So we're changing that for you.
Yeah. And I'm picking up like that. This is less physical. Like, you know, you're talking about your blood and your, and the hemoglobin and this is just coming up more, a general lack of ability to, take part in life fully is what's coming up for me. Like, so just, I'm going to work on the physical aspects of the why the hemoglobin is. Phil, what else are you getting right now from her? Cause when I test reproductive system, it's more coming, I feel like, from your respiratory, not breathing, not taking life in fully, not the inhale and the exhale. So we just want to strengthen that for you. It's almost like you're holding your breath and just waiting for something to happen, and then you'll get motivated. And you're actually, I'm getting physically holding your breath. Do you notice that?
Yes, a lot, all the time.
Yeah. So we want to strengthen that for you, that when you start noticing it, that you automatically correct yourself, that you go to your midline and you start, you know, breathing. if you want to enjoy life, you need to breathe. Okay, so we just get you strong to that, like recognizing when you're holding your breath. And when you're, and then I'm just picking up like an oxygen, you know, making sure that the oxygen goes exactly where it needs to go in your bloodstream. And also important to recognize that your blood doesn't go straight through your vessels. It actually spirals through your vessels. And I'm just getting that you are so relaxed in your body right now. That there's a lack of tension, you know, throughout your body. And so I'm working on that. We need to go to break. So Phil and I are going to continue to work on you during the break. And then we'll just come back and ask you how you're doing. And then we have another caller on the line. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Phil Free. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy and make shift happen.
Are
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Feel Free. We were just talking to Karen from Los Angeles, and I just wanted to check in with you now, Karen. Phil and I've been working on you through the break here. How are you feeling?
I feel so much better. I feel calmer. I can immediately breathe deeper.
Ah, good, good. So on a scale from 1 to 10 now, where are you at?
It's a 2.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. So we're just going to strengthen your perception to catch up with the energetic shifts that are happening right now. There was a lot of stuff that was underlying that Phil and I were working on through the break. We have a couple other callers on the line, so I just want to just get a last word for you from Phil, and then we're just going to move to the next caller, and you can feel free to email me and let me know, you know, how you're doing. Phil?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, I would just recommend for you just being, you know, listening to the rest of this radio show and continuing to just learn or be aware of your energy. And we're going to talk about that today. So that's my recommendation.
Cool.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
Karen.
You so much. Thank you, Phil.
All right. And we have you. Cheryl from Washington. Are you there, Cheryl?
I am.
Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to The Truth Is Funny.
Good morning. How are the two of you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I have a couple questions for the two of you.
Sure.
And the reason I'm calling mostly, well, a friend suggested that I call you, who's learning all about energy stuff, and I so appreciate his information. I have had, well, first of all, I'm 66, and this poor body has gone through all kinds of traumas through the years. And at this point in time, I have what the doctors are calling and the chiropractor calls dystonia. My neck is just in spasms all the time. And what is happening, it's my focus at for everything is on that neck thing.
Tune into your neck right now and the pain that you're feeling right now. And let's just get a baseline for you, because it just helps for us to get a feeling for you.
Oh, okay.
At a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, how is the pain right now?
Well, the thing is, there's no pain. It's just that it's like the muscles are just so, they're hanging on for dear life.
Okay, so now tell me, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much does that bother you right now?
Oh, nine.
Okay, good. That's what I wanted. Right away, what I was picking up is, you know, this old body, a lot of us tell stories about this old body, and there's a lot of stories in the media, and, you know, you can talk to anyone, and they'll talk about how old they are, and how the age is creeping up, and all of that. So, you know, you just came, you're 1 year older than the retirement age. And so we just want to strengthen you to your age, that you don't have to buy into the stories about being old. Phil, what are you getting?
Right. Well, absolutely. I'm just going to back that up for a second. You know, even military studies will show that, are showing these days that, you know, human bodies are capable of staying in good shape at least 120 to 140 years. So, so there's a lot of old sort of beliefs and sort of really things that we sort of expressions and ways of thinking that we reiterate constantly among our friends, with ourselves. We hear it on TV and in the media all over. So it's important to not reinforce that and take it on as a belief, that we believe these things about ourselves. When we start to believe these things, a lot of times we create them.
Yeah, we're creating our reality 24/7. And so you want to, in this day and age, we're moving very, very quickly right now, because there's so much information. We have way more access to information than we've ever had before. And information equals energy. And I'm just getting, for the muscles in your neck, it's kind of, there's some, some past experiences from other times and space where you've had disconnections from your head, from your body. And so it's hanging on. You're right. Your head, your neck is hanging on really, really tight. And there's some stuff about, like, the word necking bothers you. So just clear that right there. Phil, what else are you getting here for her?
Right. So it strengthens certain muscles here. And it's not just the muscles in the neck area, but, you know, we also look at, like, the opposite parts of bodies and stuff like that, if you'd like. So, you know, strengthen just the entire genitals and genital area. Mm-hmm. So, again, bring back the tension there. So just the muscles are pretty relaxed, like the other lady a little bit. So we're just going to bring more tension there, and just in the whole midsection in general, too.
Yeah, so if you think about your neck and your body, what Phil was saying there, it's coming more from the base of your spine than the neck, the actual problem. And I'm just wondering, have you had a hysterectomy?
No.
Okay, because it just feels like it's more coming from the genital area. And so I just, and you were talking about having traumas. So I'm just picking up some traumas there. So we just strengthen you to that, that area of your body. When you get in touch with your neck right now, how does it feel? Does it feel the same or does it feel different?
It does. It feels the same.
It's a bit looser, right?
It is. Well, I'm feeling something. I'm feeling the energy there.
This is going to surprise you. What you're feeling right now is that you have more tension and less relaxation in your spine. And so we want you to, every time you have a thought about being old, have, you know, that, you know, like it's coming up, sticking your neck out. It's, some of it is coming up financial. There's just a few underlying issues here. So we're just going to strengthen you. I just want to ask you, where are you now in the scale of 1 to 10?
As far as what goes?
Like you were at a 9. Where are you now?
Oh, okay.
Because you're perceiving a change.
Probably 5.
Okay, good. So we just strengthen that. We have 2 other callers on the line. So what we're going to do is, just strengthen. Phil, I just want to ask, is there anything else that you want to tell her, Cheryl, so that, you know, to that can help her move through this more quickly before we go to the next caller?
So just going to strengthen her central nervous system a little bit more, her spine also. And so there's nothing wrong with standing strong and being strong in our words and our actions. And again, just, you know, as I would say to just about everybody, it wasn't just, I think it applies to all of us, including myself, just continue to be more aware of our energy and our decisions we make. And, you know, we always want to make decisions that we can live with. We, you know, we're the one person we have to live with all the time. So we want to make decisions that we don't regret. So every day there's a lot of decisions to make in a given day. So that we make strong ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and this, and so what we want to do is we want to remind you that when you catch yourself having these thoughts, you know, that I'm old, my body's been through trauma, all of this has happened, whatever, we just want to strengthen that you would just automatically, you know, feel your heartbeat, feel that, you know, that your heart is beating, okay, and that you can handle where you're at right now, and just strengthening that, and then going to your spine, going to your midline, just put some tension into it, and run the energy. You can, some people envision that by running light up and down, or, you know, feeling that, like a zipper going up and down, but just remind yourself that you want to, you don't want to relax yourself out of your problems, you want to strengthen yourself out of your problems. Okay.
Gotcha.
And so I'm perceiving a change again in your energy level here. What number do you feel you're at right now? Does it feel the same, or does it feel different again?
Oh, it does feel much different. When I'm feeling it, I can feel the energy. That muscles are still hanging on there, but I can feel the energy up and down my spine.
Okay, good. That's awesome. So, you know, feel free to email me and let me know how you're doing.
Wonderful,
and we're going to
wonderful.
Go on to the next caller here, because we have we have Anita from Michigan. Thank you very much for calling in. Do we have Anita here?
We just lost her, but if she would call back, I'll patch her right through immediately.
Okay. All right. So, Phil, do you want to just...
Sure.
Just fill in anything else that you were picking up, like that, you know, a lot of times we're working on not just the people. I just wanted to point out we're picking up energy from other people than the specific person we're talking to. So what's going on there, Phil?
Well, give a little general sort of thing on what we're doing. I mean, we're evaluating what people are saying differently than we're saying it. Like in society, most people, when we have conversation, we reach out to try to interpret them in the way that they meant, in a sense, or what we think they meant. You know, it's sometimes we're accurate, sometimes we're not. But what we're doing in this case right now is that we are tuning into the way people say things, and we pick up on subtle energy. It's subtle to some and not so subtle to others, obvious to others, you know, nuances, if you like, in the way they say it. And then that gives us the clues, the insights into what to change for them so that they can feel stronger.
Yeah. So a lot of times the words that people use, like pay attention to the words that you're using, as we said before, because every word that you use does have energy. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life for better. And no judgment there. As we said, we're just picking up energetic weaknesses. We'll be right back to make more shift happen. And we will talk to Anita then.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song.
to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Phil Free here with me today. Hi, Phil. Do you want to we were just talking through the break a little bit about, how people end up not using their energy efficiently. And so we just wanted to share with people a little bit about that. And then we're going to go to Anita.
All right. Well, sort of the theme of the show is, so it starts with being aware. I mean, if we're not aware of ourselves or, what the difference between what feels solid and what doesn't feel solid, then that's, that's what we want to focus on or put our attention on first then. So becoming more aware. Once we become more, have some awareness of ourselves, you can constantly hone that awareness. So, I mean, no matter how long you've been doing, you can keep honing it. So it's, it's a fun game if you get into it. so in the meantime, once we start to look at our energy and we're able to evaluate it honestly, then, we start actually, we take that sort of good bad judgment, a little bit out of the equation. We make it a little bit more refined or sophisticated, if you like. And we look at our own decisions. I can compare it to like American football a lot. Like a team would study in between games. They watch themselves on game film and they look at every little micro step they did. If we even took 5 minutes or 10 minutes at the end of a day or at a moment in a day when we had it to look at our, hey, how, you know, how, how, am I strong in my decision so far today? Has every decision I made, was that a solid decision, or did I make that one in fear? Did I panic into making that one? Was I thinking clearly? You know, did that feel sound and logical and strong, and it feel, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, just having a process of evaluation, you know, self-evaluation is important. And when we're able to do that, then we can sort of, we can pinpoint our every decision. We can look into our habits on a daily basis. What is it that we do strong and what don't we do very strong? And what can we, you know, where can we improve it? And we don't get, you know, down on ourselves about the things that we are not good at. We just get constructive about it. And that's how we can be more efficient with our energy.
And that's true. Like, you know, if you were a professional athlete, you there is a lot. The coaches go over the film over and over many times. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody that, you know, you can look at yourselves and be okay with it. Like, so we just want to, there's a weakness there for a lot of people because it's kind of, people think about taking responsibility. You'll tell people, well, really, you know, you're responsible for if you have something happening in your life, on some level you have attracted that to yourself and attracted that to your reality. And a lot of people will get triggered by that thought. But when you think about it, the word responsibility is just your ability to respond. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody listening in right now, that, you know, you can look at yourself and that you don't have to do it with judgment. You can just sort of, as an observer, take a look at, what just happened there? For some reason, I'm getting, just to share this, that a lot of people that are diagnosed with things like fibromyalgia and different, you know, exhaustion, you know, lower immunity system. I'm just, a lot of times that is, those people have a challenge with saying no to other people and saying yes to themselves. And so we want to just strengthen everybody to that, to notice if you're just automatically saying yes to people when you would be preferring not to be doing what you're saying you're going to do. Now, having said that, we're going to take Anita, who's back on the line here. And Anita, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you, Anita?
I'm okay.
Okay, what can Phil and I do for you today?
Well, I was really calling because I've experienced some great loss in my life in the last 3 years. And went through post-traumatic stress disorder for about a year, and I'm doing way better. But I still frequently am waking up in the morning in a lot of pain. I've been experiencing a lot of shoulder pain and then lower back pain. And I'm just struggling. Many days I'm just struggling to get through and want to be very functional.
Okay,
I've been doing a lot with the Hay House.
Okay, so let's just tune into that right now. And it's like right away what I'm picking up, the weakness in the morning is actually coming from when you go to sleep at night, like trying to relax yourself into being able to sleep. And then I'm getting that in the morning what's happening is your subconscious mind is popping in and it's kind of like telling you that life isn't worth living. And you have to convince yourself to get to move into the day. So I'm going to work on that. Phil, what's going on your end here?
Let me just point out that you did not ask her, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10.
Okay, you go ahead.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most, how much is your problem bothering you?
Right in this moment, or you mean on a day-to-day basis?
Just say in this moment, start there.
Well, in this moment, I was really feeling like a 10 on a fight or flight, just about calling. So it's kind of superseded.
Good. That's all I want to know. Feeling. We'll start with that and we'll ask you again in a minute or two. All right. Well, you know, so Colette was right. I'm just going to fill in some time here since she wasn't saying anything, but yeah, she's correct. And a lot of people are afraid to say no, you know, and to others and yes to themselves. So a lot of people feel like sort of like sacrificial lamb kind of energy, you know? So a lot of times that's psychological or religious kind of in beliefs or whatever. So we're just going to strengthen you to all that and the influences they have on you. So we're going to strengthen all your collective influence and your parental influence and your generational influence, I'm getting to, societal. And so all the influences mentally and psychologically. I know this doesn't sound like, it sounds just like I'm saying a whole bunch of stuff, and it doesn't really matter. We're just going to ask you to evaluate your energy again in a few seconds here. And
yeah. Okay. So Phil, what I was also picking up that a lot of this, so that I'm just picking up a lot of spirit attachment, like psychic energy coming at you. So I'm just, while Phil was talking, I was picking up just, you know, if you take your body, soul, and your spirit, and you put that in a triad, we want to strengthen that triad to be really strong. And also your connection to your higher self, and then your higher self to your source energy. And so just strengthening that connection back to source energy and allowing the energy to flow through you instead of, trying to grab for it is what I'm getting. And so it's kind of almost like I'm just getting this feeling from you of drowning in sorrow. So we just want to correct any drowning issues that you've ever had, past, present, or future. And I just want to ask you now, where are you on the scale? Is it the same or is it different?
It's different.
Okay.
Probably
so
a six.
When you get in touch with that right now, what number are you at?
A six, maybe.
Okay. Phil, what are you picking up here that we can?
Okay, well, all right. So noting the improvement already. So that's something, all right? It's better, you know. So another thing is a lot of people like to shortchange themselves. So like, yeah, so we're just going to strengthen that for you. You don't need to shortchange yourself, all right? So, you know, you already got a result, so that's good. So that's something to start on, you know? So we got you, like, a few miles into your journey, or we accompanied you along, you know, for the first few miles of your journey. You know, just I want you to have the strength to know that you can continue without us, you know? But meanwhile, we are here. We're available if you want help, if you want sessions with us or whatever, if you just want to listen to the radio show, you know, you can continue to do that. But already we've taken a little step. We'll take another step right now with you, and then we'll probably need to go to the next caller. But I'll let Colette do some talking now.
Okay. Okay, so I was just perceiving that you were shifting some more here now, and this is about accumulations. And so we just want to take, absolutely all of these accumulations, that you can break them down and that you can be in a place where you don't have to become overwhelmed by your grief. And so, you know, if I was in a private session with you right now, I would get more into who you lost here and et cetera. But I want to point out that you haven't lost them. We want to strengthen you to that, you know, the veil is very thin from one side to the other. And we'd strengthen that for you. And just clearing up a lot of psychic energy coming your way. And so it feels way stronger for me now.
What does that mean when you say a lot of... Yeah, what does that mean when you say a lot of psychic energy coming my way?
I just mean like about, you know, traumas and problems that happen, cultural experiences, collective influence, like as we were talking about earlier, that that you're supposed to feel, you know, if you've been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, that it's supposed to take a lot of therapy and time for that to clear. And so we're just going to strengthen you that, you know, you could clear this very quickly. And when Phil was talking about shortchanging yourself, I was picking up a weakness to change myself, like a resistance to change, because you've had experiences, and many of us have, where there's been change and it goes for the worse rather than better. So I was just energetically shifting you that you're not afraid to change and not afraid of change, because you can step into it knowing that that it's changed for the better. And so we just strengthen that for you.
Okay.
We need to go for another break here right now. So we're just going to, we'll touch base with you really quickly when we come back, just to see where you're at. And then we have one other caller that we have just a few minutes to work with. And then, you know, pretty much the show's over here. So we'll be right back and we'll make some more shift happen with Phil.
to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny, and I have Phil Free on the show with me today. We were just speaking to Anita, and we'll get right back to her just to get an idea where she's at. And but before that, Phil, can you just share your contact information with the listeners in case they want to reach you for private sessions?
Sure. whatphil@hotmail.com, which is whatphil at hotmail.com.
That's what I love about you, Phil. Short and sweet. And if people want to reach me, you can reach me at my website, thetruthisfunny.com. And I'm, you know, staying still for a while again. I'm back from traveling, so I'm also more available for private sessions right now. I just want to get back to you now, Anita. How are you? Where are you at number-wise here?
4.
Good. Yeah, that's where I was. I was getting you moving into that. So we just want to strengthen that for you, that, you know, you're moving into, moving through this, and we're going to strengthen you to that process. And you can contact me, and anyone else can contact me, Colette.thetruthisfunny. At gmail.com, and you can let me know how you're doing. I'd love to hear from you. We're going to take the next caller because we're running out of time here, even though there is no time, really. And that is Yulia. And so thank you so much, Anita, for coming on the show. Yulia, are you there?
Hello? Yes, I'm here. Good morning, Colette. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
It's nice to hear you again. Well, I'm calling today. I am feeling really tired of a mess, and seems like in all areas of my life and also in the house and in my mind. It just feels like my mind is messy and running the show.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you?
I would say 7, 8.
Okay. And the word that came to me immediately when you just started speaking was the word clutter. And so we want to strengthen that. You know, a lot of times you mentioned your home, feeling like your home is messy. And quite often, if our physical environment, our home feels messy and cluttered, we'll feel like our mind is messy and cluttered also. Phil, what are you picking up here?
Well, I'm picking up the same correction, if you'd like, as the other caller, where learning, being okay, being strong to say no. Okay, people, when things start to stack up and accumulate and become clutter, it's like we haven't been able to. One of the first issues, sometimes we don't know how to refuse things in the first place or say no to people. So we allow all this stuff in the first place. The second thing is that we don't know how to filter and organize necessarily. So like as we have all this stuff, maybe it was necessary, it was what we wanted at the time, but then filtering through our old stuff. And so a lot of time people may have weakness going through, you know, even physical things, you know, just their clutter physically. So we're going to just strengthen her to that. And, you know, if you want to get rid of your old stuff, have a garage sale, whatever. And so there's weaknesses even as I say that. I can sense it.
Yeah.
You feel defeated even before you can start. So let's just change that. You know.
I'm also picking up a weakness to a lot of times when people have a weakness to starting something new, it's because they have a weakness to letting go of what they didn't finish. And so I'm just, let's get you strong. And anyone else listening in that's feeling that same kind of, you know, block of not being able to declutter, that you would be able to finish with the old and begin with the new. So a lot of times people want to hang on and hang on and hang on. We just want to strengthen you that you can let go, and that filling in the empty space that comes up at the thought of that. I'm just getting that when you, the thought of letting go of material or physical items and having to deal with them weakens you internally in your physical body. So the internal dynamics, we just strengthen that. The internal forces that are coming in, the what ifs, what if, what if, what if, what if. And we just want to strengthen you to not have to go into that cycle of what if. I just want to ask you, where are you at now? Are you at the same number?
No, I probably closer to 4 and 5, something like that.
Okay, so Phil, what else are you picking up here?
Okay, so just a lot of little things, and you know, I would just recommend that that you have some time to evaluate also your decision making too. And it's just like you want it to feel good and you want it to make sense ideally, you know. So it, you know, not just one or the other. I mean, you know, if you have to go with one or the other, I tend to go with my feeling, but ideally we go for situations that make sense and feel strong. So, you know, does it make sense to do this? And then, you know, does my energy support that? So for you, that combination has been a little bit weak. So we're just going to strengthen that for you so that you can make strong and sound decisions that feel strong, that make sense, and that account for everyone and everything that needs to be accounted for and everyone who wants to be accounted for.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. That feels much better. Where are you at now?
Probably 2 at the moment.
Yeah, I can feel you, like you're really moving through this. So we're going to, you know, I just wanted to have like a general shift here for everybody listening in with Phil. So we're going to let you go off the line here, and feel free to email me at colette.thetoothisfunny@gmail.com and just let me know how you're doing. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much, Julia. Okay, and Phil, like on a general level with all anyone listening to this now and that will be listening to it after, you know, words of advice.
Sure. So, I mean, talking about evaluation, I've already had a moment to just evaluate some of the themes that have come up in this, in the show. We put out this topic. And so hanging on, since you mentioned that first lady, the muscles they were hanging on, she said, and you just said that just here. So that was a theme, people hanging on to old things, one of them was a couple of callers had the issue, not very strong to say no to themselves, to others, or say yes to themselves. So these are some of the themes associated with leaking energy. This is how people leak their energy, to go back to the theme of the show. And if we notice that, then we can, not leak our energy and make strong, sound decisions, be inclusive in our thinking and in our way of acting and our goal setting as well. And that will really change the world. Really, like I tell people in other shows, I've told people in the past, the world that surrounds you, if you look at all the man-made objects around you, they're all a thought before they're a creation. So we can think our reality into being. So we think about the reality we want, we imagine the paradise we want to create, and it's only a matter of time before it'll be around us.
Cool. I love, sharing this information with people for that reason. And that was really well said. Thank you so much, Phil. Thank you for being on the show. I just want to share with people that you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. And I'm available through the social media. I have my new Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette. And if you like that page, you'll be sent a PDF and recording on how to clear water with crystals. A lot of talk these days about Fukushima and the fear of radiation, and so we just want to strengthen everybody to let go of that fear and move through that. I'm happy to say that I will be on the Dr. Pat show on June 26th. I'm really looking forward to connecting with Pat again, and upcoming events, energetic upgrade seminars with Mark Kettenbach. I'm having a lot of fun doing those with him. We'll be in Vancouver, Germany, and England in September and early October. And, there's an upcoming free demo in Vancouver, in Canada, September 10th at the Best Western, September 11th at Whitby's Books and Gifts. Those are free demos that anyone can attend. And then we will also be having the seminar on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday after that. For more information, you can go to energeticupgrade.com. Thank you so much, Phil, for being on the show. It was a real pleasure to have you on again. And thank you, all the listeners, for calling in, and we appreciate you very much. We will be back next Wednesday. This is Colette Marie Stephan. The Truth is Funny. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow. Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.